Hey everybody, constructive suffering versus destructive suffering. I made a little short about that, and in the example, I used how someone could be nervous to ask someone out on a date, and that the fear of reaching out to someone and connecting could be like a form of destructive suffering, like not trying, not even putting an effort. To attain one's goal or to, experience something that could be really loving and connective. Whereas constructive suffering would have been that same person going to the person and expressing that they're interested on going on a date and kind of putting your chin out there a little bit and risking failure or risking hurt or disappointment. And you're going to suffer in the insecurity to get there. But you're trying, you're putting forth some sort of effort. As someone in my family has told me recently, you're crawling towards something. And so I wanted to kind of do a more long form, podcast version of constructive suffering versus destructive suffering and kind of try to apply it to different stages of our lives. So, like, one way for people that are like going through high school right now or college, some people are going through college at like later stages of their life. Maybe they already had kids and they're older, they're in their 40s going to college or whatever. So, like, destructive suffering would be like having always wanted to go to college, but having fear of failure, having fear of, the cost with, that's associated with college, or kind of having excuses not to go. And that's destructive suffering because you're never really achieving your goals. You're not, you want these things, but you're not putting in any kind of effort or time other than the effort to suffer and lament the fact that you don't have the things that you want. Whereas constructive suffering is going, signing up for your courses, or getting online, finding out what you want to do, talking to a counselor, signing up for your courses. Setting up your courses, going to class, doing your homework, passing your tests, and getting ultimately over a period of time a degree. For the high school people out there, destructive suffering could be like ditching school, ditching class, not turning in your homework. Yeah, it's like you reap the benefits in your mind now that you have the free time to kind of goof off, but later on it's destructive because you didn't really learn, or you didn't really grow, or you built in bad habits that are affecting you into adulthood or the rest of your life. Whereas constructive suffering in high school would be like going to bed early. Yeah, it sucks because you want to stay up late and watch your shows or talk to a friend or whatever. Going to class on time, showing up to class, doing your homework, being a part of your high school community, getting involved in activities or what have you. They all take effort and they all take dedication and commitment to do all those things, but it's ultimate, and then one can make the argument that it's a form of suffering. Another can also make the argument that it's actually joyful. But either way, it's constructive. It's leading towards something. Marriage could be an example, or having a family. So destructive suffering could be like giving each other the silent treatment. Not talking to each other, pointing fingers at each other, blaming each other for problems, not working as a team, not working together, yelling at your kids, physically hitting your kids or assaulting your spouse, or all the problems that come with the issues that people have in relationships. So how can we suffer constructively? How can we go through that same issues? But make it a constructive experience. So, like, putting in effort to listen to our partner, even when they have something really negative to say about us, or maybe they're upset, or maybe they're not on point and they're disappointing us, but we're listening. We might suffer through that, but it's constructive. It's leading towards some sort of understanding. It's leading towards some sort of team building. Constantly working on the relationship, seeing the relationship like how you see your car or how you see your lawn. Or how you see your house and how you have to clean it and constantly maintenancing it and putting in that effort constructively to, over the long term, maintain a healthy relationship, whether it be with a loved one, your children, friends. You know, it's effort. It's a form of, I guess, quote unquote, suffering. It should be joy-filled, and we'll talk about that more on the channels, that it is actually a joy-filled experience to connect and to work on things and to maintenance things together. It's a very proud thing. But in this particular example, I'm juxtaposing it with destructive suffering, which constructively would be putting in the effort. You see a trend here? On one side, usually is a lack of effort. On the other side, it's putting in effort. It's putting the ego to the side. Maybe how you rather than spanking your children, you put your children in a timeout, and before you address the issue deeply, you take 10 minutes to think about how you're going to handle it. And you're kind of suffering trying to figure out how to discipline your child, but you are taking the time to make sure that the way that you're going to do this ultimately is constructive, not just for yourself and your self-growth as a parent, but also for that child's future. So these are all examples of like constructive versus destructive suffering. You know, it's applicable to your career. So destructive suffering in your career could be a lot of things, you know, like calling in sick all the time, or you know, slacking off, or not wanting to develop professionally within your field. Constructively would be like connecting to your work, working with your bosses, learning how to get that promotion, being patient, coming to work every day, working hard, not calling in sick when you don't have to, things of that nature, building a good reputation with your coworkers, having a good attitude as a professional, and how and being professional in your workplace. And so you see there's kind of a trend here. It's really kind of like a behavior morality thing. But I like the concept. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's written a lot of literature on self-help, talked about it once, and I picked it up. And I always thought it was good. You know, when people are going through stuff, you ask them, are you suffering destructively, or are you suffering constructively? Are you suffering towards something, or are you suffering in a way that your life is going backwards? And, you know, I think everyone has their story, myself included, of destructive suffering, where it's not good for you, and it's ultimately a bad thing. And then constructive suffering, where you were suffering, you were going through something, but it ended up leading to positive outcomes because you had a goal. And I think one of the pieces that people don't talk about, that's missing from that I don't hear a lot about when I've heard about constructive and destructive suffering, is goal setting. It's something that I'm currently working on to be better. Like, my goal is, before I get out of the house today, to shave. But setting goals to, like, you know, having something to look forward to capture, to go after. And that allows you to have an end point for that piece of like what you're trying to do constructively, and being aware that you're going to suffer potentially to get there, or there's going to be challenges, or you might have options that allow you to quit. Might be your relationships, might be your marriage, might be your job, might be quitting on yourself, your health, your mental health, your physical health, your diet, your habits. You have all these options to quit. So it's real important to have goals, you know. So let's just run through some. So let's say, you know, you have a goal to get to a certain weight or a certain body fat percentage, or to eat certain types of food. Let's say you have goals to have better relationships with different family members or friends, or maintain relationships, or have a better relationship with yourself first and foremost, and to improve your self-worth. Let's say you have a goal to get a promotion at your job, or to find a better job, or you have a goal to get an education, get an associate's degree, get a bachelor's degree, graduate from high school, go get a master's degree. You know, maybe your goals to get into the military, maybe your goals to get into a trade, maybe your goals to run a 5K, run a 10K, you know, join a gym. Once you have goals, you have a place to go towards. And that's constructive. So the suffering that you incur during that journey is a constructive suffering. Whereas destructively would be no goals, no vision, no mission, no idea where you're headed. And I think we can all relate. We all can. There's a season for that kind of suffering. We've all experienced the constructive and the destructive. But how much are we going to lean into the destructive suffering? How much are we going to lean into the constructive? The destructive, it takes us back, it takes us away. We're not setting a goal, so we're sitting down and eating bad food compulsively or unconsciously. We are not ever getting an education and not signing up and not going to class or trying. We're connecting to people that we love, or sharing our thoughts with people we love, or connected over our happiness or our griefs. We are alone in that, or we don't see ourselves as worthy, or we don't look at ourselves in a positive light. So we don't have any goals for ourselves. We don't have any goals for our relationships. We don't have goals for our career. We don't have goals for our health. That's all destructive suffering. It's destructive. And we don't want that. We want constructive suffering. We want joy-filled experiences. All right. So I didn't want to make this video because I feel, kind of like, oh man, I'm going to go somewhere. So like in a couple hours, I got to get all ready. But there's some busyness going on behind me. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. I kind of, the destructive suffering would be for me to like say, oh, I didn't shave, so I shouldn't put myself on video, or oh, I can do this another time. But constructive suffering is to say, I'll probably get made fun of, or someone might make a comment or have a thought about it, myself mainly. But I'm going to put this out there, and it's constructive for me. And you got to think of yourself first before you're able to take care of your family, the world, your friends. You got to take care of yourself. All right. So much love to all of you. Thank you for your time. Take care.